your question.
A lot of people at Croza.
We get a lot of mockers at Christian events. Because Christianity is a mockery against God, so the American churchianity.
Okay, so my question is, what is the premise of the protest?
Well, first of all, we're not protesting. We're actually preaching the gospel and standing for Christ. He said, go preach the gospel, make disciples, teaching them to obey. So we've talked to a lot of people that have thanked us, just people walking down the worldly sidewalk. So how do you know we're not here just for them too? Although my sign does say, here you go, Jesus would rebuke Good Days Only Festival. We have a testing of that. So why we stand against it? So we preach the gospel and we stand against sin. Jesus did. Paul did. John the Baptist did. In fact, why did John the Baptist get his head cut off?
But
he stood against a king over sin.
Right. So
we're here to stand for truth against sin. This is sin.
And why do you say that?
Well, because this is worldly churchianity that's not built on the biblical gospel. The gospel. Did you take a gospel card? Here, take a gospel card. The biblical gospel, the shed blood of Jesus, calls you out of the world, calls you to repentance, and calls you to obey him in righteousness through repentance, and you'll be born again. And the fruit you're born of God is holiness and obedience that conforms to the word and the image of God. This is conformed to the world and man-made churchianity that is of Satan and man. Name a denomination, my brother and I will tell you what man started it and why it's sinful. So that's on that side of truth. We follow Christ, and Jesus said you must worship in spirit and truth. So the gospel that you believe, if it hasn't called you out of the world, churchianity, sports, politics, entertainment, pride, vanity, corrupt concerts, it's not the biblical gospel. That's the premise of why we're here. The biblical gospel will transform your entire life. If you're here, your life ain't been transformed.
So,
it's corrupted.
So what in your system, belief system?
The word of God is what we follow. They don't. We do.
What in the Word of God precludes someone from believing and honoring Jesus Christ and believing and receiving his salvation and being here and listening to worship music?
Because God didn't ordain this. One, this is a fleshly, carnal, false way. I just said to you, the gospel they're preaching here, I just talked to two of the music artists, one band, another band. The gospel they preach doesn't call them out of the world. It's a false gospel. Galatians 1 says, an accursed gospel if someone preaches a different gospel. James 4:4, if you're a friend of the world, you're an enemy of God. The gospel that doesn't call you out of the world is not the gospel of God. So they have not the biblical gospel. They're selling the things of God. Jesus made a whip for that in John 2. They're using instrumental, fleshly, carnal, worldly. My brother just said he's heard a whole bunch of worldly songs here. Not even worship songs, worldly songs. And you don't worship God going to an event. You know what your whole worship is? Your everyday life lived for God in all your ways. They've created a worship event. God doesn't want this, sir. He wants you to lose your whole life. Every day follow him. Sing with your lips. Make a joyful noise. This is flesh. The Holy Spirit gives you inner calm and joy. That's what the Holy Spirit today gives you. They all talk about David danced once. David spun around once in front of the Ark of the Covenant when they got it back. That's Old Testament. Jesus never danced. Paul never danced. Peter never danced. John the Baptist never danced.
Hold on. But David did dance semi-clothed in front of the entire congregation.
First of all.
And was chided for that.
First of all.
So
chided by who?
Chided
his
by
feminist
his wife.
That doesn't mean she was right. Second of all, David wasn't naked.
I didn't say he was
okay.
naked.
He took off his kingly garment, the outside. He was covered better than I am right now.
Right.
So but you paint a bad picture. But you're going to David. Do you sheep?
Okay.
Do you kill sheep?
What's that?
Do you kill sheep?
No.
Do you go to the temple? Do you wear Torah law things like tassels?
No.
Why you bring it up, David? The New Testament, they never used instruments.
The only reason why I brought up David, wait a minute. The only reason why I brought up David is because you did.
I said, they say he danced. I didn't bring him up. They're always telling us. Five guys today told me David danced. Don't model David. Paul says in 1 Corinthians to imitate him and Jesus. We don't imitate David. So you can't do this because, brother, tell them about offering strange fire versus what God ordained.
Yeah, so we God wants to worship in spirit and in truth, only what he has ordained. In Leviticus 10, if you look at verses 1 through 4, a couple of priests decided to bring strange fires, something God didn't ordain, before the Lord.
Test yourself, folks. This isn't the biblical gospel. Come out of the world.
Those were written before time for our learning. So we learned that if we bring something to God he didn't say, he's not going to accept it. We have to be very careful. It's kind of like Ananias and Sapphira to those that are obeying him.
Yeah, you can't stay in your sin and claim grace. No. Grace gives you the power to overcome sin. If you live in your sin, there's no sacrifice for your sin, Hebrews 10 says. Your sin's on you. Let's say this is your sin. If you throw all your other sin at Jesus' feet and say, cleanse me, forgive me, Lord, this sin I'm going to keep and hold on to and keep doing. When you die, that sin's on you, not on his record. You'll be sent away from the kingdom of God because of that sin. Worldliness, false concerts, selling the things of God. Danny Gokey's going to be here. They paid him $40,000 to be here, right? He was on TBN, which is a corrupt, heretical, mystical, false network. He was on American Idol. What does God say about idols?
So what you're saying, so you're judging them.
Of course I am. The Bible tells me to judge. First Corinthians 5 says, judge the body, don't judge the world. Matthew 18 says, judge and put people out of sin out of the body. 2 Thess 3 says, judge. 1 Timothy 6 says, judge. 1 Timothy 5 says, judge. I could keep going. If we don't judge rightly, sir, how do we know sin from righteousness? You don't judge and you're here. You're in trouble because you haven't judged rightly. We want you to learn to judge. That's why our website for free, don'tperish.com, look up the testing of this. We go through line by line. Thousands of resources to show you. The entire church system is a counterfeit false of Satan and man.
So you worship what day?
Every day. By how we live our life. Sunday's not the Lord's day. Saturday's not the Lord's day. Every day. Christ is our Sabbath rest. Did you know he didn't even die on Friday?
Absolutely didn't die.
But they all practice that. The evangelicals all practice that. He didn't rise on Sunday.
He didn't?
No.
When did he rise?
He rose on Saturday and he died on Wednesday. 3 days, 3 nights, he's in the grave. It fits perfect because he's our Sabbath rest. I have an article on that in my teaching blog. They're practicing lies. Brother, Revelation 22, what's going to happen if you practice lies?
He rose on Wednesday, you said.
Nope, he died on Wednesday.
He died on Wednesday.
Day before the high Sabbath, Thursday. He's in the grave Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night. That's 3 nights.
How was the high Sabbath on Thursday?
Because there was always a rotating high Sabbath. Look it up, what a high Sabbath. John 19 says, before the high Sabbath. That's what it says.
So,
and it was a Thursday.
So Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread connect.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah. But Jesus isn't a liar. 3 days and 3 nights.
Prior to the Feast of Unleavened Bread, there's the day of preparation. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
So the Feast of Unleavened Bread in that week was what day?
That's immaterial to me. I know that Jesus
is... It can't be immaterial.
It is material.
The benchmark...
Because we don't know that day. Jesus is... My benchmark is 3 days, 3 nights. Jesus did not rise on Sunday. When they got there Sunday, he was already gone. 3 days, back up. 3 days, 3 nights is Wednesday. Enough said.
So
done. We don't need the Feast of the Unleavened Bread. We don't even know what day it was.
Well, the benchmark is the 14th.
You don't even know when all that was. Go by Jesus' own words. 3 days, 3 nights, he'll be in the grave. And where did God ever tell you to practice Easter? It's a pagan holiday. God didn't tell you to practice that anywhere. Well, where did God tell you to practice Christmas? That's a pagan holiday.
I agree with you.
They're all linked to that, and they all do it. So I'm building my case why we're against this. Pagan ways, feminization. How about this? My young brother's not married. Young girls and women coming in showing their bodies off, claiming to be Christians. Does that sound like God to you? You're shaking your head yes, does it?
Well,
yes or no? The Bible says a proud look is an abomination to God.
The conviction must be on the individual.
Really? So if they're born of the Holy Spirit...
If you're born of the Holy Spirit...
And you're not convicted...
It convicts you...
Really?
To not do something...
So you don't think the Holy Spirit's convicting them? They should show their breasts off? You don't think it's convicting them to not do that?
Well, I don't know if they're showing their breasts
off. Oh, yeah. Their bodies off. Their butts off. Tattoos, makeup, jewelry. Men doing the same thing. Pride. Did you know God hates pride? It's an abomination. Proverbs 6. See, sir, you're defending sin. You're defending worldliness. You asked why we stood against this. We just gave you about 8 things. How many sins are going to keep you out of the kingdom of God?
Well, if I'm covered by
the blood
of Christ.
The answer is one. Not if you live in sin, you're not covered by the blood of Christ. Adam and Eve were outside. How about Ananias and Sapphira in Acts 5? After Christ rose, why didn't the blood cover them? God killed them. Judge them for one sin, sir. A lie. You're going to be judged for your sin practicing
this.
But
that was prior to Jesus.
Acts 5?
No,
Acts 5 was after Jesus. They're in the body of Christ.
Right. And they were
killed by the Holy Spirit.
By doing what?
They lied about some money they sold. One lie killed them. And you're going to lose your soul for practicing worldly churchianity. You probably go to a church system.
So, do I go to a church system?
What church system do you attend on Sunday? What's the name of it?
Assemblies of God.
There you go. Assemblies of God. A corrupt, man-made organization, about 25% lady pastors, feminization, the pagan holidays, a corrupt gospel, worldliness, building-centered.
Hold on. What do you mean 25% lady pastors?
Last time I looked, about 2 years ago, Assembly of God, we had 25% lady pastors. Paul said no women can teach.
I don't think so.
What if they have 10?
Can teach, but I don't know about 25%.
They can't teach. They can't teach men. Paul's very clear on that, sir. They're feminized. The Assembly of God is a corrupt organization. You got to come out of that, sir, otherwise it's going to cost you your soul. Yeah.
Well, it's been interesting speaking to you.
Yeah. So you don't worship God this way. You worship God by conforming your life and fleeing all sin. You go in there, you're pleasing your flesh.
Well, I understand that.
Yeah. Well, then don't go in there.
Some people need to be walked through the Word and come to a personal relationship with the living God.
What Bible verse talks about that, brother?
There's no Bible verse talks about a personal relationship. We're in a covenant with God, definitely. A blood covenant. Jesus said, I came to bring the blood of the New Testament.
Yes.
But we're not in a relationship. It's not a relationship. It's a covenant. We have rules to follow. We have ordinances to follow. We have our role to play. He has his role to play. It's a covenant.
Yeah, not a relationship, sir. That's another man-made doctrine, like accepting Jesus. We hear that all the time. Not in the Bible. Jesus made us acceptable to God. We don't accept him. We submit ourselves, receive what he did, repent, ask him for forgiveness. We get the Holy Spirit. Now he says, come follow me. If you love me, keep my commandments. Without holiness, no one will see God. Hebrews 12. Hebrews 5:9 says, Christ made the way of eternal life for those who obey him. Revelation 22 says, whoever loves and practices a lie will put you outside the kingdom of God. Do you see the evidence that stacks up against the Assembly of God in this worldly churchianity?
Interesting.
Test yourself, sir. Our website. Our website's there for you for free. Email us. We'd love to help you go much deeper.
All right. Thank you.
God be praised. Loving our neighbor with the truth of God today.